עמד א',
מור השרובר אישר לא יסיקונס לביר העצם ליטל מהן עוד ועוד שנשבע עושר להסיקי ביונטר ושמעסיקים בקלם ואין מעסיקים בשברי קלם. לא נסי רשי. דור השרובר, so רשי says, the רב יהודה סביר עליי, that's the tamsis of the drosha, he holds like רב יהודה. לדיר דיר עצם, עוד עץ לסייס עוד, he went and took an עץ לסייס עוד לתנו, that's a poker, to stir the coals. ותאימו, so why לא יסיכנס לדיר העצם, ליטל מהנות, why not? משום דלא ניתנו, אלא להסיק, that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Eitzim is only for Hasukah, purposes one is permitted to use them. So Mamele he can't use it for another purpose. Elim kein nasa kli mi ba'oid yoin. Unless it's nasa kli mi ba'oid yoin. But this is different than Achizre, but we had before that the Hulasi Yabesh Teshari, that Mevizn could be Chizre is, and Rashi said, Mali Litzlois by Letoch by Lesoichai, Mali Litzlois by Gachalpai, maybe Dabka Chizre, Yitake Tzela, but only whatever you Tzela with, could be, this is already to stir the coals, this doesn't fall into the heter of Litzlois. Now, by Kaponim, we see that this is worse than is worse than a Chizre Yabeshte. Al Kaponim, you're not allowed to take an eitz that we're not making me ba'oi jayim le'tzeirech ud, because le'nitna eitzim ela la'sokim. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two, ba'ud shenishbar b'yomtiv, is ba'ud shenishbar b'yomtiv, so you're not allowed to be masik. That's meila, they said, before was a keli, and now it's oimed la'sokim, ואין מסיקן, אוס עסיקה ביונטוף, איש מסיקן בקלים, ואין מסיקן בשדרי קלים. רק דגמור אלה ממרה דרובק רב יהודה סביר אלי דאיסלי מוקצה, so it comes out, רובה הולד רק רב יהודה, that's what Rashi said, דורש רובה כרב יהודה, so רובה הולד רק רב יהודה, דאיסלי מוקצה, ואומר לי רובה לשמי, רובה טורט איז משורס, Tovili bar avze, she grows for me an evoitz. The Rashba says, according to Rashi, it's speaking about that it was todes the minyontif. Vishodi me eho leshundre. And the b'nei me'ayin from the evoitz, you should go and throw away to the cat. So what's the problem over here? So Rashi says, V'shodi me'er l'shumre, Hashlech b'nei me'ayim l'chatul. L'rab Yehuda osa l'taltaloi u'lesitoi l'chatul. If Rava holds like Rab Yehuda, he would not be permitted to take the b'nei me'ayim, to be metaltal the b'nei me'ayim, and to give it to a chatul. Why? The me'esmoil mukhan l'odom hoya. The whole Eva's Erev Yontif was Mukhan La'odo. The Leila Klover, it wasn't Mukhan La'klover. So now he wants to give it to a Kelev. So Lemaise, it's not Mukhan La'klover, it's Mukhan La'odo. And where do we see Rabbi Yehuda hold that Mukhan La'odo will have a Mukhan La'klover? The Komar, Im Le'hois, and the Veil, and the Erev Shabbos, Asura. Yet a behemoth that became this nabla in Shabbos. So before the behemoth was aimed l'achila sada, let's say in erev yontif would be a meir de ketzir without speaking of having any problems. That's let's say behemoth was this nabla be yontif. So memela, so you're not allowed to give it to klovim because it was aimed l'achila sada. So memela muchen l'adam l'havi muchen l'klovim. According to Rab Shimon, at Altsenzin. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Mukhan La'odom, it's not Mukhan La'klovim. So these B'nai Ma'ayin were Mukhan for, the B'nai Ma'ayin were Mukhan La'odom, and now he tells to be Metalton to give it to Shunra. So there's Tiltul, there's Shimush, with everything. And with the Gemara, Hossam, Kivan, the Misrachi, May Esmael, Daiti, Ilave. So the Gemara answers, Kivan, the Misrachi, In Yanichem, Letzerech, Moch. Let's make a cheshbon. That means, if he'll leave it over for Meitzor Yontif, it's going to spoil. So Memele, so for tomorrow, I can't give it, I can't leave it over for tomorrow, for myself to eat. V'hayoyim, lo'yhoye tzorich lehem. And today, I don't need the b'nei ma'ayim. That means, as I, some of the mitten vochen, b'nei ma'ayim are ganz feine sude. But in Yontif, you have something more bekovedik, so if you eat already, the more bekovedik a chalokim, so the b'nei ma'ayim is not oimid le'yochel. So you have here, so what are you telling me? You're telling me that there was muchan la'odom. That means if you'd ask him Erev Yontif, what do you plan to do with this kachke? So tell us Erev Yontif is azay. So he says, the meat I plan to eat tomorrow, so that the plea that it's oimid la'achila, it's muchan la'odom. The b'nei ma'ayin, I don't plan to eat. Tomorrow I don't need it, because I have better meat. And the next day I can't eat it, because it's a spoiler already. So this kachke, the b'nei ma'ayin, ma'ayim, to be given to chatul. T'vayoyim lo yetzorich lehem, is me'es me'o daitei lavayu la'shlichai la'chatul. So me'mele, so the b'nei ma'ayim, it doesn't have to Rab Yehuda. The I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is mutter to give them ne'ayim because May Esmael was muchan leklavim. So therefore, it can hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore he asked utsha nishba. Therefore he asked that leisikon is litalud because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. But this I feel like Rabbi Yehuda is mask. Let us see Taisvus. Dorash Rove. Beirish Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda Svilele. Well, Cain, I see Connors Litalut. I need no Eitzim, Ella Lasoki. Bedeichik Uloima, Vashas Kaima, the Loike Hilchase. So the Deichik that he's saying, Shaloike Hilchase, passing like Rabbi Yehuda, we passing like Rabbi Shimon. Elevadai, da filu Rabbi Shimon, Moide, the Oso, Bishum, da Havi, Kitikune Mone. Because this is Kitikune Mone. Now, this is a very Shvere Taisves. Firstly, the two Shvere Nekudis over here. The Kasha of Taisves and the Mahalach of Taisves. Taisves asks a Kasha, but it's a Deichik that the Shas is going, Shalim Liv Durzo, he passed like Rab Shimon. So, Memel, according to Rab Shimon, we don't say Stam Eitzim Lasoki Kaim. I think Moses said before Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon is Chaylik on this. So, what do you mean it doesn't go according to Rabbi Yehuda? So, Taisa says, it's a different reason. I mean, the Gemara buys this cloth going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, remember the Rove, Rabbi Yehuda Svirelai. I mean, the Gemara says this. The Gemara tied up that the reason of this halach is because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, we see it doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. She says, no, the Rabbi Yehuda is also my. So, the Gemara spelled out black and white. That Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So what Taisi says, the Deiche Kolayim and Hashas Kaimed Leik Kilchus. So Rabbi Kveger Tzechen Tzura Marashdam and Gilyan Hashas. So Marashdam says, the Maksha Zichel learned like Rashi. The Maksha understood in Mamash like Rashi, like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Tarzim told them, you learning Pshat is like Rabbi Yehuda, that I stims with Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara Zichel going according to Abul Taisva says, Abul, that could be a makshin and a tarzan, that could be a havamine, but to say la halacha, that we're paskening like Rabbi Yehuda, that is not mistava. You could have such cheshbonis, but that's not the true pshat in the Gemara. So memele, salafi emes, and udis is also, to take out an udis also al tikkun mone, we'll see soon what that means, and nishbar, and Nishbar is Osar als Neulid, and he holds, there's an Isar of Neulid, not an Isar of Mukze. So Memele, so this could even stem a fellow according to Rab Shimon also, that here the Isar is not als Mukze, is als Neulid.
That's what the Maharish Dam says. Now, you have to understand, Taisus says, that means a person is going into, an Ish is going into Dir HaEitzim, and she goes and takes out a wood for a poker, so that's a Tikkun Mone, Sheklech. Taisus in Masech Shabbos says a little better, Gazrinin Shalai Yavoi Lidei Tikkun Keli. Not that, this is a Tikkun Mone, Gazrinin. It's also not too good. The Sharetzin brings down a Prima Godim. The Prima Godim says as follows. That what it says on Isha should not go Isikones Ladira Eitzim Little Mehen Ud. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down Livrer Eitz Oruch v'dak sheroi lechatis eish. That means that not all the eitzim that were in the dir ha'eitzim would be good for an ud. So she's going in and she's picking out the one which is pasik to be an ud. Oz nire kemesaken. That's the nire kemesaken. That means. Before her being boiled, the not royal ud. She's choosing and figuring out which will be good for an ud. So that is the oz nire kemesaket. It's still machudish tik, but al kaponim. But the Prima Godim says if a person will go into a dir ha'itzim and take out the first holtz, and it doesn't have to be as a perfect, and I'll use this, then there's no shaila whatsoever. So by yebesh the zukto zicha bimuta. V'shodi me'eho l'shunro. Perish Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda hava osa letaltolon litain l'chatul. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara held that you're not allowed to be metaltolit, litain l'chatul, v'me'es mu'chon l'odom hava v'loy l'klovim. V'z mu'chon l'odom v'loy l'klovim. V'omar Rabbi Yehuda, Dimloy hoysa nevela me erev yontif, osalitin leklov. Vigam, so now Toisvis is moisef something on Rashi, that to make it mukze, Toisvis held that, there's a big chilek between, nisnablo in this case. By nisnablo, pshara was mukhan laodom. So mukhan laodom means it was oimid lachilas odom, so it's not mukhan to give to klov. Later it became Ois Muchan La'odom. So you can't give it to Klovim because it never was Muchan La'klovim. So, and it's not Muchan La'odom now. So, and it wasn't Muchan La'klovim, so you can't give it to Klovim. Over here, it's Keseida Muchan La'odom. It's Muchan La'odom Keseida. It's if it's Oimet Achilas La'odom, the Rashba says, Akasha, a person can give a piece of his challah to his dog. It's not mukze, it's mukhan. So it's mukhan. The case of nisnablo, it's not, the baymet died, so it's not mukhan lodom. That was mukhan leklobim. So it's mukze. But over here, it's mukhan lodom. So Taisvis is moisiv. No, it's not mukhan lodom either. But gam ain't a roi litin lodom. So vishain der ne odom lechod ne maim beyonte. Because people don't eat b'nei ma'ayim b'yontiv. The lav hochi yesh lam har b'lechel. So that means it's not oimed l'achilas odom. It's not oimed l'achilas. He won't give it to the chatul either. He's going to save it for tomorrow. And my answer, they can't save it for tomorrow because it's going to spoil. But al kaponim, so that was a pis. So it was, it's not mukhan l'achilas odom. That was mukhan l'achilas klovim. So my mail, it's mukhtzim. V'im taime v'chim yishum sheine oichel mehem hava mukhtzim. So that means that what Bepoili doesn't, he's not holding by eating it, it's mukts, it's edible. Im kein eichem metaltalin bosal chai. So how is one permitted to be metaltalin Shabbos? Raw meat, tachazi loka, is mesecha Shabbos. Ha einei oichel mehem ishim sheyesh lehar belechel. He won't eat them this on Shabbos. Mishim sheyesh lehar belechel. So al kochach, you have to say that's considered mukhan la'odom. That's called mukhan la'odom. If he will eat it, if he won't eat it, but it's roi l'achilas odom. So l'chetais means fast, so this is also roi l'achilas odom. He won't eat it, he won't eat it. So he did, but it's mukhan, it's not mukhtzeh. It's royal achila sodom, he decides not to eat it, so let him give it to the chatuk. It's not mukhtse. So therefore, Tosfos is chaylik on Rashi. V'yishloima, the mayri shekvar hisrichu. Speaking about, that's the Rashi says, speaking about yishechted at Erev Yontif. And it's in the when Yontif was hisriach. V'lehavi chazi lodom. That means he had shechted Erev Yontif. And it's a mukhan, he intends to eat it in Yontif. So it's a mukhan lodom. The middle of Yontif, it became nisrach. So this is mamish, like a behemish in nisnabla. He intended to eat it in Yontif, he intended to shechted it, and then nisnabla. Lavichosi lodom. Well, Rabbi Yudo, you also. Umishani, kivin de misrachi, kloima, kivin de vadi misrachi, Tasidim lahasriya, daite leklov. So since he knew that it's oimed lahasriya, so he knew that it's oimed lahasriya, so, and he knew it's not poshet, he'll be able to eat it. It's oimed lahasriya, so memela, so lachatrila was daite litnai leklov. Zakte mishne weiter. Rabbi Leza oimer, neutel odom kisem mishalofonov, lachzeitz boi shinov, umegavav minachotze umadlik. Shekoma shebechotze, muchanu. Now there are two distinct halachas. Let us see what Rashi says. Neutin odom kisem mishalofonov, a kisem is done as a thin piece of wood. Mishalofonov, what does milofonov mean? Mimashalofonov bebayis, what's in the bayis? Lachzeitz boi shinov. To use as a toothpick. Little to take out boso hachoitzeitz bein shinov. To pick out the meat that's between his teeth. Mishalofonov lavdavke. Lavdavke the kismim which are lofonov in his bayis. Rabbelezer af minachotzer namikoma. According to Rabbelezer, the kismim which are in the chotzer are also not mukze. The koma koma shebechotzer muchanu. That's the second aloche of Rabbi Lezer. Umegavev minachotzer. A person is permitted to pick up kismim from the chotzer. Umadlik, and he's permitted to use them as kindling wood. Shekoma shebechotzer muchanu. So whatever is in the chotzer is muchan. So why did Rabbi Lezer say that Neutel Odom Kisim Mishalofonov? Why did he mention Kisim Mishalofonov? Yeah. V'reishe le'osa lashminen elo heter tiltel eitzim. He wants to tell us, the reishe tongue is another chiddush. That even though le'nitnu eitzim elo la'asoke, that's what the Chachamim hold, he wishes to disagree. So he wants to tell us that one is permitted to take an eitz, kisim shalofonov, without any achon, and use it for a toothpick. Ele heter, leosel shminin, reishlo shmin ele heter tiltel eitzim af shaloi lasoke. That you're allowed to take eitzim af shaloi lasoke. De iflu grabonon bo tidel kamon bebreise bigmore. So machlokes, the rabbonon hold nitazoi, the rabbonon hold ale nitnu eitzim ela lasoke. So memelus, he wants, that's the chiddush of the reisha, is your person is permitted to take a kisim, which is only oimed lasoke theoretically, you have to use it for another shimushim also. Vaho, dinokat mishalofonov. So why did he say mishalofonov? Now the lofonov is a sore thumb. He holds a fill of the kisim shebachotza also muchanim. Mishum Rabbono, the pligi that filo mishalofon of lahadlikain lachzitzloi. That we'll see him later in the Mishnah. The Chachamim hold that only the kismim mishalofon of anat mukze. The kismim shebochotze astamazay mukze. It's not aimed fasok either. It's not minamucha. So memele, he wanted to show where he's chaylik on the Chachamim. That means he said, afilu kismim shalofon of, which afilu according to you is muchon, but you hold it's only muchan lasoke. I hold it's muchan feni tashmis. He can use it afilu for lachtis boishina. Megavev kesamim dakim vekoshim minachotz madlik behem. So Rabbi Lazar is telling us two distinct halachas. One halacha that Eitzim Shenitnu La'asoka are not only Mutter La'asoka, the Mutter La'achzis Ba'ishinov. And the second halacha tells us that all the kismim that are around, even those that are not befonov, in the Chotzer, he has to go look for them in the Chotzer, so also mina mucham. Let us go further in the Mishnah. Oimrim megavev mishalafonov umadlik. The Chachamim say megavev mishalafonov umadlik, avu mina Chotzer loy. From the Chotzer, b'chlal you're not allowed to take a filu for hadloke. Choyel v'dakin, hey? Since these kismen are thin, v'toyrech l'koyshishon, is may es my lav lahochi kaimis, so may erev yomtiv, you'll ask him, where do you plan to get your eitzim? So he never cholam the chotzer, the yomtiv the gigeshev, to start going and searching in the chotzer for kismen. So my mail, it was not oimid to be used for yomtiv. So my mail, so that we say, minachotzer stamazayos. Udika amrit, and this, the first halachi he said, Neutel kisim lachzois shinov, a person permitted to take a kisim lachzois shinov, and non leslam. We disagree with this. The ah mishalafonov laitel ela lahadlik, that even milafonov laitel ela lahadlik, la nitnu ela la soke betalti pligi. There's a double machloikis. Yeah. V'ein meitzin esau, and that's further the Mishnah. So that's a double machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Another loch. Ein meitzin esau loy min ha'etzim v'loy min ha'avonim v'loy min ha'ofo v'loy min ha'ofim v'loy min ha'bayim v'ein v'ladnin esar ha'ofim litzlois b'hem. Let us see Rashi. Ein meitzin esau ir mishum. The person is not permitted to create a fire. Min hamayim, noisnim mayim beklis chuchis lavone. One puts water into a klis chuchis, v'noisnoi bechamo, he puts it in the sun, shashemesh chamiyoi, as chuchis meitzia shalheves, the rosh as nitzoitzis, umevim la'oiris, umagim beschuchis behi bayeres, the water on glass makes like a magnifying glass that it's able to concentrate the rays of the sun or magnify the rays of the sun, and that's how you can make a fire. Also sparks come out. The ofim tiblish, that's bricks. Abelabni ba'ur rigmorit meforish time. Now, let us see the Taisvis. Rabbi Leza oimer neutel odom kisim mishalafonov. Beirish Rashi lavdavke mishalafonov. According to Rabbi Leza, it's not only mishalafonov. To who adin mishal achav, he can take mishal achav also. Do the mishal achav nami diktoni kol ma shebachotza muchanu. Alanok mishal afona mishim rabbonon the pligi achakak the shori dafke lahadga belachzis b'yishin avloi dafke belafona. So he says belafona. You hold it's also mina muchan, but it's you hold it's only mina muchan. Lasokai hold it's mina muchan. Afilo lachzis b'yishin. Beteime do mashme beperik hamoitzi, the davki ktoni. The boy hosom, avonim shall beisa kisei, mau la loison achov legag. Tzlochere Taisvis learned the shaila as follows. Chazal wamata, Avonim shel muktzem for kinuach tzaye. So Taisus explains there Masechta Shabbos. A person finds himself in a in a difficult predicament. He finds himself besode. There's no in the sorech losis letzrochov. So the remata til talavon, lati b'metal talavon. The remata this, which is mukze. Now the gemara clears a shaila avonim shall beisakisa mala loisan achav legak. Are you to if you're permitted to take mukze dik avonim and bring them upstairs to your roof? That means on his roof there was a beisakisa. And you'll have to take the muktzah de kavon. So what is the shayla? The shayla is, listen, lu amata muktzah, if a person finds himself in a soda, in no way of preparing, avonim for kinuach, so they were mata of kavod abrius, they were mata. But legag, you should prepare, erev Shabbos, prepare. We should be mata for you to take muktzah de kizach. Avonim shall be sakisei ma'ala loisan achav legag. The kaposhet lay the shari. That was the shaila, and the tshuva was that it's mutter because kavod abrius. It's mutter. It don't matter. Uporech, so the gemara says, asay poshet abishim kavod abrius to a matter till to mukze. Uporech meisvei Rabbi Lezer oimer noitel odom kisem mishalofonov. Rabbi Lezer says one is permitted to take a toothpick, a kisem mishalofonov, which is not mukze, mishalofonov is not mukze, the davke mishalofonov, davke a kisem mishalofonov, which is minamuchan, that is allowed to take the pick of steak. Now, to use a toothpick, the Gemara held that's also covered abris, that sometimes it looks very not nice that you see meat between his teeth and he's talking to people, it's very pelton covered abris. So this should be similar to kinuach. It says, "Neitel odom kisa mishalofonov, the davke mishalofonov, avol bechol achotzer loy." But if to go to the chotzer and take, to go to the chotzer and take a kisim to pick his teeth, he's not allowed to. But amot yochol ahalo is legag. So you say that a person, and you say is yochol ahalo is legag. That means, so, this is similar. That means he should have prepared, in the bias toothpicks. He didn't prepare. He's not allowed to go and take kismim from the chotzer, which are not min hamuchan. Kismim min hachotzer are not min hamuchan. So he says, you're not allowed to take it, lachtes boishinov. So you see, they weren't matel till mukze, but it'll cover the breeze. Now, I don't want to go into the protim to really appreciate, or maybe to see the difficulties in Tosfos Kasha. We would really have to learn the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. There's no such Gemara there, according to Argis. Tosfos brings a different Gemara in Ganzen. Rashi has a different pshat in the whole Gemara. Now, Bekevege is a meridike Luyas to explain why Tosfos learned this pshat in the Gemara. But since we're not learning the Gemara there, so we'll just learn to me mistake the Tosfos, that Tosfos had such a Gemara. And Al Kaponim, in Tosfos' Gemara, it said klar that Rabbi Lezer was only matir to take Mishalofona, which is Minamuchan, but to take Kismim Minachotzer is also because it's Muktzah. So you see, they weren't Matam with Muktzah Mishim Kavadabri. That's the Sugi over there. But Klon, not like Rashi. Rashi says that everything, he holds everything is Minamuchan. Vishloim Medeina Hanami. But Taka Rashi is wrong. The Vade Davke Komak, the Mash Mahosam. Rabbi Lezer was only Matah to take Lachtis Boishinov only Mishalofonov. Yeah. Ah, Falgav, the Koma Koma Shabachot Zemuchanu. Ah, our Mishnah, he says, Koma Shabachot Zemuchan. I know Davke Gabi Achille Mishum the Odom Kaveya Loy Mokim Lachilose Bahoya Loy Lahoch. So Tosfos seems to be saying, the Loshna is very Shver, but Tosfos means to be saying like this. That what he says is everything is muchan means lagabi hadloke. That what it seems from the Gemara in Shabbos that only milafonov is muta is hainadavka gabi achila. Lagabi achila for a toothpick, only lefonov is mukhan. Mishim da'adam kevei alei mokim, a person eats bebeisai, doesn't eat in the chotze. So memele lachilosai, vahoyolai lahochin. So memele, so there, there's a tain on him. There's a tain on him. You know you're going to eat in the bias. If you had any intentions of using the kismim of the chotze, you should have prepared Erev Shabbos. You know where you're going to eat. So memele, so that alone makes the kismim sheba chotze the mukze. They're not oimit to be used lachtze shina. So memele, that's gabi lachtze shina, only the kismim sheba bayis amuch. Abel gabi eish, but that what it says in our Mishnah, lagabi hadloke, lagabi hadloke eish is the afilumina chotze is Afilu mina chotza is also called mina muchan leishach. Why didn't you prepare it Erev Shabbos? The problem is she'na oise medure beyontiv. So memele, so it's no kasha why he didn't prepare Erev Shabbos. He didn't know bechlal if he will need it. So memele, so therefore, legabi hadloke, afilu mina chotza one is permitted to take, but legabi achila only mina bayis. Remechal lekosa mina bonim lekise. The next Taisvis, in order to appreciate or to see the Schwerigkeiten in Taisvis, it's better let us see the Gemara. Zog the Gemara. Oma Rav Yehuda, Oich lei beheime, ein behem mishum tikken keil. Oichle behaime kegoin, something which is oimed apilo lachilas behaime kegoin kash v'aleikanim ein bem mishum tikkun keili. It's not shaif to say that an oichle is a keili. Umuter, therefore it's muter liktoin, a person is permitted to break off. Ulesaken, and lesaken lacher means apilo with a knife. Kash shall shibolim b'shabes lachtzei shinov. You have a kash shall shibolim, which is oimed lachilas b'ayme. You want to have a good toothpick, so you're allowed to take your knife and whittle this kash shall shibolim and make a good toothpick, and it's permissible. Liktoim is b'yodov, and sakin is a fellow with a sakin. And there's no din of tikkun keili. No din of tikkun keili. Eisvei Rav Kahana l'Rav Yehuda. Kane the kashet Rav Yehuda, he looks up says, "I saw, they're fine." I'll have a, but there's a baraisa that says verkehrt. Metaltalim atzei psomim loriach bem. Persons permitted to be metaltal atzei psomim to smell them. Ulahonif behem lachoyle. There's a choyle. You're allowed to wave them in front of the choyle to bring a more refreshing reyach. Umaylaloi is allowed to rub them. That brings out the reyach, umeriach boy. The loy yiktemenu lariach boy. But you should not break it. When you break atzei psomim, so the mokim hashvire, it's fresh and it smells good. Not permitted to break atzei psomim lariach boy. Ve'im kotma, if he did break it, potter. He didn't make a keili, so he's potter. Abalosa. Lachzeis boy shino. But, he wants to take atzei psomim, he wants to break it in order to make a toothpick. Lo yiktemenu, he's also not allowed to do it. Vim kotmai chayiv chatas, and if he'll do it, he's chayiv chatas. He made a toothpick in Shabbos. Now atzei psomim are amachel behemet. So there's some atzei psomim which are amachel behemet, and here it says over here. So this is mamish min hakotze lakotze. Rav Yehuda says you're allowed to make lechatchile. From a machel behemah, you're allowed to make a toothpick. Ain't by mishum tikkun keili. You're allowed to do it. And here the paraisa says, if you do it for lachzis b'shini, v'chayiv chatos. Omale, so he told them, hashte, you dug up a paraisa, that was mamish, that's mamish, the hepech of what I'm saying. So he says, Ashte poter aval osa kokoshali, chayiv chatas mi boy. He says, if you had found a baraisa that said poter aval osa, it would also be a kashmi. I say it's muta. And the baraisa says it's osa. So that would also be a kashmi. But now you found a bereise that says you chayiv chatos. So it's vadishwe. So your kasha is like a mishudike kasha. Elo, but there's one nicer though, that your kasha is not shwe. Kisanya hi bikasha. This bereise that says that is an iser, the bereise to be chaytech, lachtes boishinov, it's speaking about when they're hard already. Now, when they're hard already, they're not anymore a machal behemoth. So, it's not a machal behemoth, so it's an eighth. So, you're making a kvizichatikimona by an eighth. I agree with you 100%. I just said, oichle behemoth. Oichle behemoth means when they're soft. When they're soft, so then it's a machal behemoth. So, then there's nothing. So, Bameli says, the etzim aloha that you're asking, we'll see in Tosfos, I mean, it's above the Lashon over here, Hashtapot Abolosa Kakashli, Chayv Chatas Miboy, Zichash Tarke Kash, Kisani Bekash. So, the Gemara, listen, this Akimt is not a Poshet Akimt, Kashim B'nei Melila Ninu, Kashim B'nei Melila Ninu, to be Melo, the singing of Melila's Atzei Psalmim is only when the source. So Rabbi Yehuda told them Chsure Mechsre V'Hochiktoni. It is missing a few words. V'Hochiktoni. The Braise says as follows: Metal Tumatzib Som L'Riachboy, Moiloy M'Riachboy, Koit Moi U'M'Riachboy. You're allowed to do it if it's the Bemed V'Amurum Berakim. If it's Rakim and it's a Machel Beime, so then it's Mutter. Avo Bekashin, but if it's hard, Loi Yiktemeno. Bim kotmoi, potter avolosa, lachtis boishino, laik demeno, bim kotmoi chayiv chatos. So, Mamela, so what did, Rabbi Yehuda said? Rabbi Yehuda said, there's only one catch to your kasha, he made in the kimpton the barais and a chasuri mechsere, but on Kabbalah, he said the barais is speaking about when it's not a machel behim, and then it's 100% true, and now I'm speaking about a machel behim. Let us see Rashi. Zit Rashi. Lahoniv mishim havlo umayloloi beinetz ba'isav eravzit lahaytzi reichai to be maytzi the reich b'leik the menel ariach boy sheimokim hakpim olach, the place where he breaks it off that is fresh, it's wet the reichai noidev, and then the reich goes zeiro, so it's also the one leleisei lekoit meilachzis ba'ishina, he's going to be koitim it. If he's going to be kaitemet, he's going to kaitemet lariach, so he might come to be kaitemet machine. Dosim kli mashvele, vikiso v'daraise. Potter, the ainel l'shem keli. So if he was kaitem lariach, he's not making a keli, he has no intention to make a keli, he doesn't get a shem keli. So it's potter. If he made it l'shem keli, lachsas b'shinet, chayav chatas b'shabes, V'yesh, what was the kash? V'yesh atzei psomim shein oich lebeim. It says atzei psomim doesn't venture, but v'filoch yichai. Omalei Rav Yehuda, hashter potar avol osa kokashol. Kloima, tshuva g'doylo chazal talashivene. You search to find the melech kashol. Imotzosa b'raisei meres lachzeis b'yishino potar avol osa. If you would have found a b'raisei that said that it's osami darabona, also be a good kasha on me. Shani yoyim amuta lechatchil, v'choshkein sheveisoli chiyev chatas. You found a better baraisa that says chayev chatas. You looked till you found a meyudike kasha. Avalein et shuvah, but all kasha is nakasha. D'chisanya ahi batzei psomim koshim, shenemruim lamachal behem. Yep, that's not the it's not really the machal bain. Before Tesis we won't learn yet, but Akoponim Tesis asks on Rashi in the soul of Psabodna Megillah, he tells them if you ask the Zakash, Teichet Gwena Kash, yes, no, Moirdike Kash, I mean, what's Pshat in the Skansa Megillah? So the Megillah Shlomo says a beautiful Pshat. Rabbi Emerson, the Loshon of Rabbi Yehuda was, Oichli Beheime Ein Behem Mishum Tikkun Keli. Now, this is a very misleading lotion. I could say pshat that Rabbi Yehuda means to say that if you're misakin it, there's no tikkun keli deraisa. But midrabbona could be it's also. Could be midrabbona and it's also. Da bin ich teuer auf Narasa. Ein bei mir schon ticken keine. Elf lach ich ist auf Sera Loschen, Mutter lass es keine mehr, ich lebe heime. Ein bei mir schon ticken keine ist a Loschen, which would seem to be saying, there's no Issa in der Reisa. So mein Mailum, wenn auf Kahane er erst gekasche, auf Kahane oder er erst gekasche, it says, Potter Avalosa. Aber riech bei es Potter Avalosa. Der Reisa jetzt Mutter? I said, it's not a der Reisa. Lariach is also part of loss. It's also, so it's not kasha. Therefore, when he asked the kasha, so he had to do a lot of research, till he found the baraisa, that the baraisa says that you're chayiv. Akapon that Yezicha said, I've been mishim tukin. You said, I've been mishim tukin keili, if you're not chayiv min ha-teira. The baraisa says, you're chayiv min ha-teira. So Rabbi Yehuda told him, he says, you know, you learned wrong pshat of me. If you wanted to ask a kasha, you could have asked from Potter Avalosa, because I really mean to say it's mutter. I really mean to say it's mutter. So finding the baraisa that says Potter Avalosa is also a kasha on me. You've had a boyadik kasha, it says it's chay. But that's in the kasha is not true, because it's talking about kasha, and I'm speaking about rakin, and shalom al Yisrael. That's how the Megillah Shlaima says pshat and Rashi. Tani Chode. We learned one Baraisa, Koitmai Ameriach Boy. Besanya Idach, we learned another Baraisa, Loyik the Man Loriach Boy. He shouldn't be Koitim Loriach Boy. Still on two Baraisas. Omar Abzeira, Omar Abchizda, Loikashe. Ho Berakin, Ho Bekashe. Koitmai Loriach Boy, speaking about Rakim. Bekashin is tak, you're not allowed to be koitim lariach. Boy, gzeiret, me might be koitim, lachzis boy shinot. Let us see, Rashi, koitim lariach boy, afiloch atchile. Daf lachzis boy shinot, sorry, it's also mutter, because, she'ein, ela uch in the milsenoket, she'ein der chakin lesaknon lachzis. A bon is not mesakin rakin lachzis, that's why he says koitim lariach. Yeah. Maskif lo Rav Ache Bayakev. So Rav Ache Bayakev es takashem. Now, l'chad es takashem is to Amiroi. Abba Rav Zeir Amarav Chizda. So what are you telling me? You're telling me that by kashin, one is not permitted lo yiktemenu lo riach boy. One is not permitted to be Kaitum lariach boy. Why? Because they were goyze lahariach otu lachzis boy shina. Mask loravach bayakev bekashin amai loy. Why is it also liktoim lariach boy? Maishna mohod is not. We learned a mishneh. Sheva odom es achovis lechel mimen groydiris. A person is permitted to break off the magoifes of a chovis to eat the groydiris which are inside the chovis. But he should make sure when he should be b'derech shvire, he should not make a shever yofe that will be making a pesach. That he's not allowed to do. So it says like this. So the Gemara understood that when you're having to make a pesach, that's in the baraisa. You're making a pesach in a keli. But if you don't make a pesach, it's mutter. So we see. You're saying that since koitim lachzis b'shina v'schaye, so they send me the rabbonim koitim lariach is al kaponim potra rabbaloso. What is the difference? Shoyver lachzis pesach is chaye. Shoyver lechel mimena groikris is mutter. So we see that they weren't goyzer adover hamutter. If he saw this mutter mishum, he might do something else. What he's doing is mutter. Is mutter. The one geyser, a teira, mishum yisura. One kasha. Ba'oi. So that's already a psadimian. It's a different malachis. We're not speaking about ktime. We're speaking about a shviras chavis. But it's a nice dimian. Ba'oi, then he has some a better kasha. He says, I'll show you that by ktime go for the one geyser. Ba'rove baravade, ba'rovim baravade, domri tabayu. Ki avinon bei Rav Yehuda, when we were by Rav Yehuda, an yontev, have a mafshech, used to go, Rav Yehuda used to tell Shirayim, What kind of sharayim? We used to take branches of eitzim which were meir. We used to break off pieces and give to each one a piece. Yonta, they should smell it. Have a mavshech v'yoyiv lon. So you broke off chelokim from branches. V'yoyiv lon alusa alusa gesunte shtikya of branches. Afal gav dechozi lekatzo denalgi v'chatzini. Now these shtikya of branches could very well be used as handles for axes, etc. Afal pike. He gave it to us, he broke it off, he had kabon the lochiach. So we see, by k'tim megufe, he was talking about k'tim, he was k'tim an eitz, that this eitz, the size of the eitz, if you have one other, if you have a kabon that I'm breaking off to use as a handle of an axe, it would be an issa di reise. Afal pikein, he used to break it off and give it to us lochiach, and it's mutter. So you see, klal, that there's no such gzeire. You're telling me la yiktav. You say, yeah, la yiktav is speaking about it's kashin, and then if you do it lachtes, it'll be awesome in a teira. So the asad k'tim alariach, auto k'tim alachtes boishinet. You see, klal, it's not true. Rav Yehuda used to break, Maiser Rav used to break in yomtev eitzim lahariach, even though if it would have been with a kavone, as a handle of an axe, he'd be chay. Zik the Gemara loikasha. Hor Rabbeleza, hor Rabbon. That Emerson, this shaila, if one is permitted to be koitem lohoriach, where they goize lohoriach, oto k'time arzis boishinov, is told in the machlekes Rabbeleza and the Rabbon. The sun, we learned the Barai says it. Kabbalah Zoyma Noitel Olam Kisim Shalafon of Lachsis Boishin of Chamayim Ulayitel Oma Evi Shebehem. That's one machlek. Is it Mukhtse? Is it not? Because Yilat is permitted to take a Kisim and Shalafon of Lachsis Boishin of Lenit No Eitzim Elo Lasoke. The Chachamim say, he doesn't say Lenit No Eitzim Elo Lasoke. You'll have to use if any Shimush. You're not take eitzim. You're not permitted to take eitzim lachtes boishino. You have to only, you need a toothpick, so go to a machel behemoth. So, that's mucham. You're not allowed to take eitzim is lanit na eitzim ala lasoket. Period. Vishavim. And now, but they both agree. By kismin. Shalay yiktemenu. They both agree that one is not permitted to be koitim kismi. That's what they agree. It's not permitted. But now, what the halacha will be if he did do it is a machlokes. The imkot moi lachtzoitz boishinov liftoich boyandelis. What if a person broke off a piece of wood, a kisim, he broke it off, it should be used as a toothpick, it should be used to pick a lock, is Azai. So, Rabbi Lezer holds, B'shoigik, B'shabes, Chayiv, Chatos, B'meizit, B'yontef, Soifik, Eser, Boi. Diver, Echot ze, Ve'echot ze, Einoi, Mi'ela, Mishum, Shvus. Chomem hold, Tzai, Shabes, Tzai, Yontef, Apilu, you'll be koitem, Lachtis, Boishino, it's a Shvus. We'll see soon a Rashi. What is the machlokes? The machlokes is, if a person breaks off a piece of wood, to make a keli, is this called a tikkun mana d'oraisa, yes or no? So here it's a machlokes, Rabbi Lezer and the Chacham. Rabbi Lezer holds it as a d'oraisa, even though he didn't use any sophisticated keli to break it. I'll it's a d'oraisa. And the Chachamim hold, since he's doing it, he's breaking it off, it's only a tikkun mana d'rabbanan, and it's a kalachaya. So now the Gemara feels like. Rabbi Lezer, the kamahosam chayiv chates. Rabbi Lezer, that says chayiv chates. Oche poter avalosa. So if you're chayiv chatas, if you koitem lachtis boishino, so koitem loriach, it's part of Rabbalos. So there were goyiz that koitem loriach, or to koitem lachtis boishino. Rabbonon de ka omri hosam part of Rabbalos. The Rabbonon that hold, Er lacht sich bei Schienen des Potter aber los, er ist auch ein Mutter, lachat Chiller. So man meile ist hier als Mutter, lachat Chiller. Let us see Rashi. Sagt Rashi, Liyapis ha-shvira should not make a nice shvira. Liyis lo lepesh etei oit keili. He makes a batlonish ha-shvira, not a nice shvira. Hamef ha-sheyach kshemisayif v'yodoi. When there was, I think, when there was a big branch in his hand, anofim yeitz godol, maybe ha-shcheini. What does it mean over there? Also li-geder b'sifois b'anfei atzi ayo. They made a fence around me from branches. Zviveis Baruch HaKadosh Shalei Eitze Kedar Shoysim Ne'ayorim Shekoyim Fleish. It's a fence made out of branches. Am Fasheich Lo Nomin HaTlushim used to break off branches for us from Tolushtika branches. Alusa Makolis Gdoilim Kamei B'lei Ba'ola B'lei Baroimach Nesach HaShabbos Ava Gam Dachoz Yilikata Denal Giva Chatzina. Even though that what he gave us could very well be used four handles, shei kosh, lay last men a base yad, le kardam, le pestle, shakajam, duvayer, buhu ayer, shayb, loriyah. And he used to break it off loriyah. So we see that the Yehuda, le baisa holds, that he brought not kaisa, kaitam, loriyah, or the kaitam, last in Beshina. Leitel elemin, aibishal behemem. Now here we have one machloikis of a person permitted to take stamazoy akisem, the last is by Shina. Leitel el meim shabayim. The dover oil achila muchel lachol tzayr. Aval eitzem oil vidal kol the dover ha'oso. Kegayin las is kelem. Leitiv la talpum elu la soket. A new svara that the chomim said that's a svara. We can only use eitzem only la soket. Shleik the menu. Now, for Shabin, everyone holds shleik the menu akisem koi. But you're not allowed to be kaitam akisem. Now the shayla is, what will be the oinish if he's kaitam akisem? L'shem lasis b'shino. So the Rabbi Lezer says, it's chayiv, chatos, and chayiv malchus b'yonta. And he says, echazer, shabos yonta v'ein ol mishum shvus, v'ktimo tikon kalach ha-yatu, v'lo itikon ma'al yuhu, elohim kein mechatchay memachkei besakim. The Chachamim hold, it's only considered a tikkun moneh if he does it with a keli. Ashtekam hadel etrutzi kushi delel. Hod etoni lel bekashim. Loich demenu l'oriach, Rabbi Lezer. That what it says, l'kemenu l'oriach, Rabbi Lezer. Lomba v'koitam l'kli chayiv chata. The person is koita with his hand. To make a kli is chayiv chata. Koitam gabi, ochi gabi koitam l'oriach, poto avalosa. Rishit yiktemenu l'kli, he might break it for a kli. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda, the mafasheich l'oriach kerabon. Domri b'koitem l'kli poter avalosa. They hold a filu, he makes it for a kli, it's poter avalosa. So l'oriach muta l'chatchile. So therefore l'oriach is muta l'chatchile.